702.
Live at the ANC National Policy Conference in Nazareth.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 24 minutes before 12 o'clock. We're just about to wrap up our live broadcast from Nazareth in Soweto. The ANC has now officially started its program here at the policy conference. I think Gwede Mantashe is still speaking now, the chairperson of the ANC, and then President Cyril Ramaphosa will come up. But I've managed to drag Pule Mabe, who's the spokesperson for the ANC, also an NEC member. You were outside here, Pule. I thought you were going to be inside. Is everything going well inside?
No, it is. It is going well inside. I'm outside here because I've got to make sure that yourselves, members of the media, are taken care of. That's my responsibility in the ANC.
Well, we don't have water, so maybe that's where you can start.
I have dealt with that. Water is now being allowed in. There was an issue. What we're trying to avoid was people bringing alcoholic beverages.
We, journalists?
Not journalists. That's why I'm saying people, those that are coming here. So we had issued that kind of a directive, but we have since said we need to lift that as it relates to water, cold drinks and that. So that message has been communicated to the relevant security structures, and people are being allowed to bring in water.
Ah, that's wonderful. Okay, I have to ask you about President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Integrity Commission. Has he appeared before the committee?
Yes, he has. We were briefed by officials when we had our National Working Committee meeting that he has appeared, actually did so this week, if my memory serves me well. The Integrity Commission will be seized with that work. They will do their report, and that report will then come to the National Executive Committee.
So is he going to be appearing again, or is the Integrity Commission satisfied with the response that it got from him, that now they're just going to work on their report and he doesn't have to come again?
Well, I wouldn't know, Clement. I was not there. I'm not a member of the Integrity Commission. I can't even purport to speak for them. What is going to happen is that, just as a process point, like with what has happened with all other comrades who appeared before the Integrity Commission, is that when they are done with their work, they bring their report to the structure, which is the National Executive Committee.
So the challenge with the reports by the Integrity Commission is that not every senior leader of the ANC will respect what they say. So if they say step aside, it's not always that as a leader of the ANC you do eventually step aside. In fact, often you've had the NEC had to intervene to chart the way forward. If the Integrity Commission says the president is bringing the organization into disrepute through this Palapala scandal, as the ANC leadership, will you support the idea of him stepping aside until this matter is resolved?
Well, Clement, we shouldn't even try and be that preemptive. We have never done that with any other matter. We have not done so when many other comrades appeared before the Integrity Commission. We can't do it now, whether it's the president or it's any other person. We allow the Integrity Commission to express themselves. We will deal with their recommendations when they are presented to us. For now, we don't know the detail of what you would have said to them, the reports he shared with them, and all. We don't know that.
I'm asking about the standing principle, though. So if the Integrity Commission recommends that somebody has to step aside, that's got to be respected, no?
Well, what I'm saying is that we have avoided, even in the past, to speak about the possibility of the conclusions that the Integrity Commission might arrive at.
Why would you avoid that?
Because we want to allow them to do their work independent of our own influence.
But what's the point of the Integrity Commission if it says step aside? There still needs to be a discussion about that and not the implementation.
But remember, you are trying to connect the stepping aside to the appearance of the president.
Oh, no.
So. But if it is said as a general principle, we've always respected the conclusions of the Integrity Commission. What we avoid doing is to speak about conclusions they may make themselves without really dealing with their recommendations, which are now before us.
I need to ask you about the damage that this is having on the organization. Do you think that the scandal around Palapala has begun now to affect the organization? I mean, everywhere you go as leaders of the ANC, there's always questions about Palapala. We still don't have really answers as South Africans from the president. How much of that has affected the organization and even the president's standing in the organization?
Well, of course, I mean, it is out there in the public discuss in the manner that it is. What really comforts us in the ANC is the president's commitment to cooperate with whatever process, whether it's with law enforcement, what he has already done now, appearing before the Integrity Commission. This begins to say there's nothing to hide. You know, he even volunteered to appear before the Integrity Commission, was not pushed to appear before the Integrity Commission. He is on record as saying he will cooperate. So this must give South Africans and members of the ANC some level of comfort. While the issue is out there in the public, the president himself has declared or spoken about his commitment to cooperate with the process.
In KZN, he was booed there. What does that indicate about the political temperature and how people are seeing him in the organization?
Well, the ANC is a democratic organization, and in the ANC, we are tolerant of dissent. You know, when you are a leader in the ANC, you must tolerate dissent. You know, because you are not going to always enter grounds where you are ululated, praised, and all of that. There will be people who are grieved with this and that, and you need to be tolerant of that when you are a leader of the ANC.
Let me ask you, before I let you go, about the issue of salaries. How are you? Have you sorted that out? Have your employees been paid as we speak?
Of course, they were paid their June salaries. The TG had said that a plan is in motion to deal with the issues of July. Medical aids have been paid.
So they've been paid for June, but not for July. Still working on the July.
That's what we are doing. Remember, Clement, because we operate in a fundraising environment, it's not easy because you have to go outside the portion we get from Parliament through our own caucus funds, which are not sufficient, because you'd know that we lost some seats in 2019. When you lose seats, it also means that you also lose a portion of what you were getting as an allocation from the IEC. We really sympathize with the situation that staff members are finding themselves in, and are doing everything else to deal with those, because their struggles are our own struggles. I mean, you cannot discharge a revolution successfully without committed employees. You need them to put their best abilities to the work of the African National Congress. They can only do so when they know that they are being properly incentivized, especially when they are supposed to. They are able to take care of their families, their issues of welfare and all of that. So we understand all of that. That's why part of what we must discuss in this policy conference is how we reorganize ourselves, how we deal with our method of work. Is it sustainable? Are we able in the foreseeable future to generate sufficient resources to be able to operate as a going concern?
But have you gone far enough to try and raise funds? And it may not even be from the businesses or the private companies, but you've got employees in government. Let's take ministers, for instance.
Yes.
I mean, the rent that they pay for their homes in Cape Town and Pretoria is incredibly low. We're paying for their cars, we're paying for their petrol, we're paying for their security. They earn over 2 million rand. Why can't you, as the ANC, issue out an instruction to your employees and say, on top of what you already pay, put in an extra 2,000 so that we ensure that we pay our employees?
Well, they are doing that already, Clement.
I'm saying on top of that, because...
No, it's not enough. You see, we have decided not to place it on record. The amount of money we are spending just on the pay bill of the ANC is quite exorbitant. It's quite exorbitant. If we were to disclose it, your listeners would be shocked. And yet we, the TGO and the officials, kept the lights on. Even during COVID, the ANC did not retrench a single soul. We kept everyone in their jobs, even under difficult conditions. When monies are raised and people are owed for months, we make sure that we fulfill all those back payments, you know, because we're a caring organization. It has got to be understood like that. So funds are being raised. Our MPs, our MPLs, ministers, councillors, they are all making contribution towards our own caucuses. But as I said, because of our shrinking margins coming out of the past elections, it also means that the kitty has gone down.
Kitty going down as well. Isn't this also an indication of how the ANC has always been able to sustain itself? You were getting monies from Bosasa, from Edward Sodi, these companies that are doing business with the state, and some of the money was tainted, and Paul Mashatile did make a commitment that they're willing to return that money. Isn't what you're facing now an indication actually of how you've been able to sustain yourselves, which was quite problematic in that you were relying on private companies that you were giving tenders to, even with inflated prices, and now that tap has been closed, and now you've got to think about a new way on how to sustain yourself.
Not necessarily. You'll also know that what has also come into the mix is something called Political Party Funding Act. What the Political Party Funding Act has also done was to now put a cap on how much individual companies, for instance, for a company, their cap within an annual cycle would be 15 million. For individuals, their cap will be 99,000. But it also then goes further to impose disclosure. You must disclose your donors and all of that. There are people who love the ANC, who have been part of a struggle for liberation. But they don't want their details disclosed. They are not even doing business with the state, you know. So those kind of things have now come into the mix. So we shouldn't just look at a notion that is inherently being referred to as state capture, and then say, oh, okay, because there was something like a captured state, in its absence, you are unable to sustain yourselves because you can't raise funds. Actually, one journalist put this question, and they decided to do a tweet projecting us as though we are uncaring on the statement we would have made. But the context was missed out. It was an SABC journalist. And the question he asked is exactly what you are asking. That, okay, but guys, you run government, man. You are giving businesses, presiding over a big budget. Then my answer was simple, that what are you saying? Are you saying that we must now go and fulfill that which you are accusing us of? State capture. Insist on companies that because you are getting tenders, drop something for the ANC. And I realized that the word bank robber was then misinterpreted to make us look as if we are uncaring. But it was actually, the context was that we can't go and just take from taxpayers to try and finance the ANC. We need to find innovative ways to be able to sustain the party.
Yeah, that's definitely not what I'm saying, yeah. Though that's what you guys have been doing.
No, it's not true.
Oh, you've not been stealing taxpayers' money?
No, it's not true.
Why do we have state capture?
Well, remember that the State Capture Commission arose out of the work that was done by Thuli Madonsela. The ANC itself is on record at its 54th National Conference supporting the enactment of this commission.
What happened with Digital Vibes?
Well, Clement, I'm sure that if you want to ask government questions, you can go and ask them to government.
No, the point I'm making is you've been stealing our money. That's the point I'm making. Some of your comrades.
No, but I can't agree to that. I can't agree to something I don't know.
You don't know that some of your comrades in government have mismanaged funds and benefited from funds?
I'm not in the law. I'm not a law enforcement officer.
You don't need to be. You live in South Africa. Even if you were not a member of the ANC, you would know.
Going to conference. You see, so I want us to just deal with the content of the policy conference.
Well, this is part of the policy conference, because part of this policy conference, you've got to decide how you deal with your members that are thieves in government. Here's the last question.
Yes.
Jeff Radebe is somehow appointed as someone who's guiding you as the ANC on how to respond to the State Capture Commission's report. He said there are about 200 or so people that have been implicated. Is he the right person to guide the ANC, given that he himself has been mentioned at the State Capture Commission as having put pressure unnecessarily on people like Barbara Hogan to appoint Siyabonga Gama?
Well, we have confidence in Comrade Jeff as the National Executive Committee. We took that decision to allow him to lead the task team that must guide the response of the African National Congress on issues that came out, the recommendations of the Commission on State Capture. And I can tell you now, he has done an excellent job. Actually, on Wednesday, we had a press briefing with him where he was engaging with the media around that. He will be presenting the very same document now to plenary.
But he himself was found wanting at the State Capture Commission. Couldn't you find somebody else?
No, he was not found wanting.
He was. The State Capture Commission says we've got to look at the role he played in putting pressure on Barbara Hogan.
But remember that the State Capture Commission was doing its work. If they wanted answers from individuals, it was well within their right to call those. I'm not a spokesperson of the State Capture Commission. Comrade Jeff was never invited to come and speak for himself there. If he was invited to speak for himself, I'm sure you'd have clarified that. As far as we're concerned as the ANC, we believe in his capability to be able to do the work that he has done. And actually has given the report he has given us is sufficient enough to prove to you and any other doubting Thomases out there that he is the right person.
Okay. Pule, thank you so much for making time. Pule Mabe, the spokesperson for the ANC.